efforts of Metro. And let's move to item 29, which is to, let's see, make sure I've got that right, is to receive the update on the motion by Directors Garcetti, DuPont Walker, Kanabe, and Solis concerning Metro's plans of action to maximize competition in its procurements and to expand opportunities for small business participation. Welcome,
good morning,
Stephanie.
Good morning, Chair Fasana. Stephanie Wiggins, Executive Director of Vendor Contract Management. I'm joined this morning by Victor Ramirez, our DEO Procurement, to give you a brief presentation on the action items that the board passed and directed us to look at to maximize opportunities for small business. I will note, as we've been measuring our performance for just this fiscal year, I'm happy to report that through the board's actions and the CEO's delegated authority, this agency has awarded more than $335 million to certified small businesses. When you add that to all of last fiscal year, more than $631 million has been awarded to certified small businesses. Yet we understand are committed to doing more, and I'm going to turn over to Victor to talk to you about how we're going to do more.
The genesis of this discussion began in December when we were asked how we were performing in terms of adequate competition. And the definition of that was whether or not we received two or more bids or proposals. The FTA has a slightly different definition of that, but basically, how are we performing? And we're achieving 88% currently. That's not a bad number, but we know we can do better. The board asked us to look at four specific areas to try to improve that record and try to expand opportunities for small businesses. But before I talk about those four items, and they are look at specific recommendations for the areas of maintenance, professional services, and inventory, talk to the FTA about their definition and perhaps increasing their threshold on what the definition of adequate competition is, expanding our outreach on our informal procurements. Currently, we do not publicize our informal solicitations. Those are procurements between 3,000 and 100,000. We do about 6,000 a year. It's a large number. And putting those on our website. And last, looking at the feasibility of creating mandatory goals for the SBE program as it relates to the RFPs that we issue. But even before that discussion began, vendor contract management had begun and initiated several areas of improvement, of self-improvement, that are addressing many of these issues already. The first is, we think, one of our most important, and that is the creation of a vendor portal that provides for the vendor community a single point of outreach where they can find information that they need to do business with Metro. And one of the elements within that vendor portal is a 12-month look-ahead. That 12-month look-ahead is something that we've never done before. We have created many look-aheads for our procurements, for our different business units. They've had their own lists, and now for the first time we're consolidating all of those procurement look-ahead lists to a 12-month report that is available. It'll be online and it'll be on that vendor portal. And we've begun beta testing on the portal, and we hope to, in the very near future, release that so that everyone then can benefit from this one-stop community outreach. The next is to develop an internal procurement user manual, which we think will improve in how our internal clients, our project managers, plan and develop their project definitions. This is important as it relates to providing enough time for the procurements, the acquisitions, to obtain the outreach, and also so that we don't create restrictive qualifications and requirements. And of course, we want to do training of that to our project managers. As Stephanie talked about, the overall agency's performance in small business awards and DBE awards, we've also created a SBE set-aside program, and this, we think, is a real game changer. This set-aside program has already awarded over 100 small business prime contracts. That's a 26% increase over FY14, and we still have many months to go in FY15, we're going to shatter those numbers. So that's a really real important element, and that allows us to set aside four SBEs up to $5 million for construction and $3 million for pro services. We're also looking internally as to how we create our solicitation packages, trying to simplify our RFPs and our terms and conditions. That's ongoing, and we hope to be able to release something as early as April. And just as important, we now are going to measure ourselves. We weren't measuring and we weren't identifying how we were performing. Once you start measuring yourself, you can then focus on improvement, and that's what we're doing.
Okay, at this point, does this conclude the report? I know we...
It can. We can take questions if you wish.
Okay, let me ask if there are questions by members of the committee. I know we're moving on to Director Kanabe's time for...
I do, Mr. Chair. I'm not sure whether we short-circuited your presentation or not, but let me say thank you to you, Ms. Wiggins, and to the staff for the hard work on this issue and for the timely report back and for the fact that you've actually initiated some things in the process which will move us forward. Can you share, I know we have APTA peer review, and so you're talking to your colleagues across the country. Are we trailblazing on this as it relates to other transit agencies?
I believe we are, but we are working on data collection so we can report back and benchmark formally with other agencies. I believe we are unique among the top 10 transit agencies in the country to have a set-aside program. Given the significant impact of our construction program, we believe the contract dollars that we've been awarding even this fiscal year put us at the top in the country, but we can report back on a formal benchmark.
Okay. And you also shared the dollar value of contracts we're awarding. What is the percentage of, put that same figure?
For this fiscal year, that percentage tracks at 17%, a little over 17%.
And we will set a goal?
Our goal is 25%.
Okay. Could you go into more detail about how we will ensure the minimum qualifications are not overly restricted? We hear sometimes from our small businesses that they are unable to comply.
Yeah, this is where we think our user manual, our procurement user manual, and the training that'll follow for project managers to recognize and understand that within their solicitation, within their product definition and requirements, we can't include things that are restrictive, that only allow perhaps the incumbent to win the contract, requirements that limit competition. And so together, training our project managers, training our contract administrators and buyers to recognize those kinds of restrictions, things like brand naming. If we can address those things, we think, as well as the outreach on the other side, we think we can improve competition and increase the base of our suppliers.
Thank you.
Director Solis?
I want to thank you for the report back and want to applaud you for taking into consideration some of the thoughts that the board has directed you to look at. But I just have a question in terms of outside groups that provide information to you in terms of how to reform or make more accessible information. Is there a process for that, or is there an entity that exists beyond just, you know, talking to individuals that may have gone through the process? Is there a formal organization like a task force or a group that you regularly speak to of diverse areas from our various county, from the county?
Yes, Director Solis. By state statute, the Transportation Business Advisory Council was formed specifically for Metro, with its mission to advise the agency on opportunities for small businesses. Forgot how long they've been in existence. I think it's about...
They're here today, and they have a request to speak to them.
Okay, great.
Okay.
They meet monthly, though, here in our offices, and some of the initiatives that the board has identified in this motion that we are reporting back today that we will implement have also been shared through the TBAC Advisory Council.
And how are those members appointed, or how are they identified?
essentially, they have a membership which requires representatives from ethnic, gender-related small business groups. So there's a representative from the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, the Asian American Chamber of Commerce. Let me ask Tasha if she's in the audience. She can come and speak with more detail about the membership and the composition. But it's a formal membership process.
Is it by invitation only, or how are you selected to be a member? I guess is what I'm trying to get at.
There are elections that are held every 2 years, and so the board chair, the TBAC chair, has a membership committee that handles the elections every 2 years, and they select a board, a chair, a vice chair, a parliamentarian, a secretary, and a vice chair. And so that's the composition of the TBAC organization. There are, I believe, currently 15 members, and as Stephanie mentioned, they are minority women-owned small business organizations throughout the county. That includes, as Stephanie mentioned, the African-American Chamber of Commerce. We have the Native American business organization. We have representation from all of the various DBE, SBE groups, as you will, that are a part of the TBAC organization. Each organization identifies a representative and a secondary person there that will represent the organization at each monthly meeting. We do meet the first Thursday. TBAC meets the first Thursday of every month right here in the boardroom. And they have a set of agenda. The agenda is posted within 48 hours of the meeting. And it's open to the public. It's a public meeting. And their board brings forth standard items throughout the month to talk about. And the vendor contract management, as well as the diversity and economic opportunity department, is there to share contracting opportunities, to talk about the procurement process, and to address whatever concerns or issues they bring forward.
Is it possible to get the listing, the actual membership, who they represent, and what their rotation is of that membership? One of my concerns that I've been hearing is that some of our local chambers from some of our unincorporated areas, for example, in East Los Angeles, have had difficulty in obtaining information about contracts and actually getting the foot in the door. And I would love to see what kind of representation you have and how that might also be expanded in some way, or possibly having some of those meetings held out in the community so people can attend.
Sure.
And learn more.
TBAC has bylaws, and the bylaws set forth the criteria as far as the organizations, what they have to meet to be a part of TBAC, sets forth the elections of the officers. So we could provide you with that list of the current makeup of the organization, as well as the TBAC bylaws.
I think this is a really important item, because I think moving forward, as we are trying to build out our database of individuals that might be interested in participating in contracting opportunities with MTA, that we continue to seek out and formalize some type of structure that actually may cause us to look back and say what changes are needed so that we can fully include more parts of our county.
Absolutely. Director Kanabe, followed by Director Bowen, then we want to hear from TBAC.
No, I just wanted to thank you for a great report. I mean, the progress is being made, and I thought the responses were proper, and appreciate your efforts. Just want to say thanks. That's all.
Thank you. Director Bowen? Okay. At this point, we have a request from Al Solis and members of TBAC to address the committee.
I have a short letter that I want to read from the chair. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Prior to doing that, I'd like to allow the rest of the members here to introduce themselves.
Please do so.
Good morning. My name is Thomas Pringle. I'm with Universal Reprographics, and I consider myself the poster child of success for TBAC and for Metro's the EOD processes as we move through the line of success in awarding a lot of the contracts that my company has currently been supporting Metro on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rubina Chaudhry, president of Mars Services, former financial officer of TBAC, representing WeBank West, Women Business Enterprise Council, and Saban, South Asian Business Professionals. I really want to thank from the bottom of my heart and from the membership for a couple important things. And one of them is this shared responsibility program. And I think we are seeing the results of that. This is truly in reach. And the second is the whole DEOD team. Tasha, your leaders and your supports are wonderful, and we in TBAC enjoy and appreciate working with you.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Scott Simpson. I also represent Mars Services, and we are very pleased to be a part of this organization, and we have benefited greatly from your goals for SBEs and DBEs. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Zelda Harrison, principal of Zell Design, specialized in marketing and public outreach. I've been attending TBAC meetings for the past 2 years, and I'd like to thank Vendor Contract Management for the work they've done, particularly in highlighting publication of informal contracts.
And my name is Al Solis. I am with Coleman Construction. I am part of the Hispanic Engineers and Business representative for TBAC. We've been direct benefactors on various occasions, all the way from the environmental consulting to now currently I'm working on some of the major construction projects that are taking place. Director DuPont Walker mentions and thanks everybody for the goals that were set and the accomplishment of these goals. I want to thank everybody here on behalf of the small business community and TBAC for those opportunities that have made themselves available. DEOD itself has really driven a lot of the policy and allowed us to succeed in this arena. So I'm truly grateful for Linda Wright, Tasha Smith, and Miguel Cabral for the work that they put forth in giving us these opportunities. I'd like to read this letter. TBAC is fully supportive of this motion to expand opportunities for small businesses' participation at Metro. We applaud the Metro Board, and in particular, Directors Garcetti, DuPont Walker, Canabi, and Solis, for taking the initiative of drafting and proposing this motion. TBAC believes that this action will provide more opportunities for small business and increase Metro's pool of qualified vendors providing quality services and competitive costs. The 12-month vendor portal look ahead will welcome most businesses as well as all the allow vendors contractors to become aware and prepare well in advance qualified bids to undertake the services requested. Another feature of this motion to post informal solicitations on the vendor portal will greatly appreciate all businesses as these opportunities will be easier to locate on bid. Unbundling larger projects to encourage small businesses' participations combined with Metro Small Business Set-Aside programs can result in significant increase in small businesses, priming the work which will increase the number of qualified competitors as the small businesses grow and become more sophisticated in bidding and managing projects. And very important mandatory SBE goals for requests, proposals will have a significant impact on SBE participation as we've witnessed that any contract without mandatory goals results in less than expected SBE participation. TBAC looks forward to continue to work with the board and staff for the benefit of the community and Metro Services. Respectfully yours, Lucia Tam, TBAC Chair.
Hey, we thank you for your service on TBAC. We thank you for being here today, and I want to thank staff for their presentation.